Thank you, everyone. If you could have standing, the council prayer. Almighty God, we who are gathered together in council pledge ourselves to work in harmony for the welfare and development of our rural city. Guide us, we pray, in our deliberations. Help us to be fair in our judgment and wise in our actions, so that the prosperity and happiness shall be the lot of our people. Amen. Acknowledgement of the country, I'd like to acknowledge the traditional custodians of the land on which we are meeting, the Lachi Lachi people, and pay my respects to their elders, both past, present and future. And any elders that may be in the room this evening. Thank you. Okay, I'd like to welcome, we have some students in the room with us tonight, and Rachel Price, their lecturer, and they're doing a diploma of business, so welcome to our TAFE people, wonderful to have you here, and also the press, welcome to you, and the community of course. And I'll open with apologies, and I'll just note that Councillor Thorburn's apology. The confirmation of minutes, ordinary council meeting, I'll take both of those, 27th of June, and the confidential council meeting held on the same day. Thank you. Councillor Cummins, Councillor Chirillo, all those in favour? Against? Carry. Assembly, confirmation of assembly of councillors, and it's at the recommendation there. The Assembly of Councils records for the following meetings in municipal. The Emergency Management Planning Committee meeting on the 20th of June. The Municipal Emergency Management Planning Committee, Relief and Recovery Subcommittee on the 4th of July. The Finance Advisory Committee on the 12th of July. And the Council Forum on the 12th of July. So there's a councillor that attended all those. I'll have a mover. Thank you. Councillor Clements, seconder. Councillor Milne, all those in favour? Against? It's carried. I've noted Councillor Thorburn's absence. My mayoral report.
Perhaps it might be prudent to just move and second that noting of the apology.
Okay, yeah. Okay. I was advised to have a mover and a seconder and notification of the absence. And Councillor Brown and Councillor Monica, all those in favour? Thank you. None against, right, carry.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
No worries, thank you. The mayoral report on 8.1, and a recommendation to 2, but I'll speak to the mayoral report first. I think the most important engagement we had during the month was, of course, the Freeman of the City announcement on Dennis Ryan. And I think I could speak on behalf of all councillors that it was a wonderful occasion. And I don't think there is a better occasion than bestowing something on an award, and particularly Freedom of the City, on a citizen. And if you're fortunate enough to be part of council that does that, because there's only 5 and at any one time, and Dennis is the 4th, it doesn't come around too often for councillors. So I know all the councillors in this term are honoured to be part of that decision-making process, and to see Dennis so happy on the occasion was just fabulous. So I'd just like you to bring that to your notice. And also, I think that it was evident within the community that it was a wonderful decision. Also, on Sunday, I'd just like to acknowledge that the Nationals, with their kick-in of $10 million for the Mildura Sports Precinct, and on that occasion, the local member Peter Chris, the Nationals leader Peter Walsh, and the member for Northern Victoria, Luca Sullivan, being here for that occasion, and gratefully received, and as you know, it's an election commitment. And can I just say that my thoughts, and I think the thoughts of all on the council are with the Balich family in this very, very difficult time. And just feel that I needed to say that, because it is a very difficult time, and it's not over in 5 minutes either. It's a lifelong issue for them, and we do have our thoughts for the Balich family. So I'd like to somebody to move and second my mayor's report, Councillor Modica and Councillor Kappa. All those in favour? Thank you. Against? It's carried.
We also do the one for 8.2.
Beg your pardon?
We also have to do 8.2.
Yes, yes. Oh, yes, that's right. And I seen that because I wasn't here for that meeting. 8.2, if you can, if I can have a mover for that mayoral report. Thank you, Councillor Clements, and seconded Councillor Modica. All those in favour? Thank you. Against? Carry. Now we go to 9, Councillor reports. And 9.1. Any council reports? Thank you, Councillor Milne. Move it. Seconded Councillor Shirillo. Councillor Milne, your report.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'd just like to make mention of the Hatter Desert Race. I know you were down there, and that was just an amazing event, the amount of people down there, and specifically thank the families, companies that open up their land to run that event. Because without it, we wouldn't have it. And it's a huge draw card. I mean, the highway was just bumper to bumper with cars for a couple of hours going down this Sunday morning. And I don't think, unless you go down there, you don't realise the enormity and how many people actually travel down to that event. So also congratulations to all those who ran the event, because they do an amazing amount of work. It's run by volunteers. I'd also like to mention the New South Wales Regional Tourism Awards that some of our Mildura people, well, we'll claim them anyway, because they might be operating technically on the river and in New South Wales, but there was gold awards for Murray Off-Road in the Tours and Transport section, Murray Off-Road Adventures, so that's a fantastic effort for them. Unique accommodation, All Seasons Houseboats, they won a gold in that one. Then in the Silver Awards in Tourism Wineries and Distilleries and Breweries, Trentham Estate, and Unique Accommodation, Mildura Houseboats. So, you know, our guys really did well in New South Wales Awards, and this part of the Murray got a good mention. Also, I should mention the Under-14 State Winter Baseball Championships were held on the weekend, and they'll have the Under-12s here next weekend, and Baseball Victoria officials were extremely happy to be in Mildura because the sun was shining, and they did note that if they hold events in Mildura in winter, it's usually a good time for all. If they take it back closer to Melbourne, it usually gets rained out. And they are hopeful. They're looking at Mildura to host more and beer events, and hopefully they may have run Mr. Horson this week, I hope, and we might hear more about that later, but certainly baseball are loving Mildura. That's it. Thank you, Mr. Mann.
Thank you, Councillor Milne, and once again I'd like to also congratulate the Hatter people. Absolutely wonderful event, and well done, thanks for that, and acknowledging all those tourism wins. Anybody else with that report? Councillor Brown?
Yes, Mr. Mayor. First of all...
Microphone.
And the Mildura Living Winter initial launch, I was at that, please, Richard. And of interest, called a highway meeting at Bendigo last Friday. Vic Road's priorities, Sturt Highway and 17th Street, on Ripple Avenue and 15th Street, and the dedicated right turn lane into Hotter and Storm. Now, it is subject to funds. There's currently $20 million for priority works this financial year from Bendigo to Mildura. I just hope there's enough dollars, but it is a priority, so it's good news. Thank you.
Any other further reports, councillors? We've got a correction, Councillor the two councillors that moved and seconded from the correction of, are you prepared to accept that in your motion?
Oh,
thank you.
Good.
Thank you. All in favour? Against? Carried. We go to responses to council questions. Procedure, we'll skip over.
I think we've almost met.
Thank you, Mr. Sexton. We'll skip over 10.1, 10.2, 10.3. I will mention it, sorry. Councillor Thorburn's tree removal, Councillor Max Thorburn's Odeon United Football Club water notice, and rural water supply. And we go to 10.4, Councillor Glenn Milne's road access. Happy with that?
Happy with
reply?
That.
Thank you. And Councillor Anthony Cirillo, cost breakdown and legal advice. Are you happy with the response?
Thank you, Mr. Mann. I'm thankful of the answer. However, I was just wondering if it was able to be broken down per department as requested.
We can cover that in the questions. So you're not happy with that report?
I'm happy as it has been. I'm happy with the answer, however, it doesn't entirely answer the question, I'll be honest.
One further information. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. Okay, well, we come to questions from councillors, so I'll start off with you, Councillor Chair.
A couple, Mr. Mayor. So, as how we just discussed, I'm just wondering if I could have that figure of $349,000 broken into each department's spend, please. I don't expect it now, obviously.
Another
question I have. Following a press release that we put out as council, which I approved as it's my portfolio, I received a little bit of criticism from a fair few ratepayers. And so what it was in regards to the illegal tree lopping that's been happening around Mildura. And their main complaint, which rang true across all of the people that rang me, was that the time, and I will get to the question, the time that they had to wait for us as council to act on their requests was too long, and a lot of them took matters into their own hands. Could we try and quantify how long a request is getting turned into an action, I suppose, in regards to tree maintenance, I suppose, on magistrates, suppose.
Ms. Will?
Through you, Mr. Mayor, we can quantify that. In fact, the turnaround time is very good these days, but we can actually get that information for you.
Thank you.
That's it. Thank you. Councillor Mill.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. In questions at council meeting on the 23rd of May, I asked a question about, given the success of the MRCC motion raised at MAV State Council, seeking a one-off payment of $225 million as of 2012, extended to 2018, received 98% support from the delegates. Can we now write to the MAV and ask about a plan to carry this out? Can we have an update on the response that we've had to that request, please?
Mr. Perrin, thank you.
Through you, Mr. Mayor, yes, certainly we can respond to the MAV and work out next steps and maintain the pressure, I guess you could say, for that to be followed through. We have had recent correspondence in regards to that, which is of a favourable, supportive nature to continue advocating for that outcome.
And can we have that correspondence noted as an answer to this question?
Absolutely.
Yeah, thank you. Second one is, can council instigate some discussions between the Hatter Desert Race organisers, Vic Roads and Vic Pole, in relation to closing or being able to cordon off Benuna Road annually for the event to allow organisers to collect an admission fee and thus help fund the event? They were able to do that last year. They were stopped again this year. And I think it's important that if that can be organised, or at least some discussions happen, so it's not left to the last minute.
Mr. Horson, is it your area?
Well, I can certainly encourage them to have those discussions, Mr. Mayor.
Yeah, it's vital.
Yep, thank you. Can I again raise the issue of Redcliffe becoming an RV-friendly town with an RV parking bay? We have other small towns in the region that are RV-friendly, and we need one close to Mildura. Can we please explore it again?
Yes, we can explore it again.
Good. And the other one is, last final question, is can council write to the volunteers that clean the highway between Redcliffe and Orimple and thank them for cleaning up the rubbish that Vic Road should have cleaned up? Yes, no, I mean that sincerely,
you've got the name,
because they've done an amazing job.
Yes, you will supply the names, Councillor
Mill? No, I haven't got a list of the volunteers. I saw them though, and they've cleaned the road. It's amazing. They shouldn't have to do it, but they deserve some thanks. So I think it's the Landcare Group, so we should be able to find their names. I'll ask some questions and see what I can find out.
I think that'd be nice. Thanks, Councillor Mill. Yes,
Councillor Yeah, just further to that, if we can also please thank the volunteers that cleaned up the Orion Highway from Orion to Walpia. Yeah.
Okay. I think we can do that too. Thank you, Councillor Poole. No other? Yes, Councillor Clements.
Yes, just on the back of Councillor Thorburn's query in relation to the Aldi site, question 10.1. I noted in the VCAT response that the tree plantations would have two trees in them each. Can Council indicate whether that's an increase on what was originally proposed?
Yes, it is some increase on what was originally proposed. Sorry, three, Mr.
Okay, that's all. Thank you, Councillors. So let's go to, well, there's no notice of motion. So we'll go on to 13, petitions, fair rating petition. Recommendation two, Councillor Brown, seconded Councillor Shirley. All in favour? Against? It's carried. 14, management reports, 14.1, there's gambling reform. Recommendation is two.
I would ask, can we break this motion into two pieces? Two parts, deal with point one first and point two. I asked to do that because they're different, really, and I think it would be better if they could be broken up, at your indulgence.
Do I have a second for that, Councillor Clements?
that's your call. I'd like to move that the matter be laid on the table, please.
We've had a mover with...
procedural motion.
Procedural motion. We'll
jump,
so
jump your.
Do I have a seconder for laying it on the table? Councillor Brown. So, those in favour of laying it on the table? Keep your hands up, thank you.
Yes. It's too late for question. I'm just interested.
No, I've asked for the vote, I'm sorry. those in favour of laying the recommendation one and two on the table. One, two, three, four. And those against?
And could I have my vote recorded on that?
It's okay. So it's laid on the table. The procedural motion has been carried and Councillor Milne's recorded. He's both recorded.
Yep. Done.
Thank you. We can go to 14.2, Study Mildura International Education Scholarships Program. There's a motion at 2. I have a recommendation.
Oh, happy to move that.
Councillor Milne, seconded Councillor...
No, sorry. I was turning that on for two questions.
Oh, okay.
Is it time to ask
now? Yes.
Well, yes.
Okay, the first question is, how does this fit into the budget?
Do we need a seconder before the question?
Oh, would help.
Prefer?
Yes, please.
Yes, if we have a seconder. Thank you, Councillor Clements. Right, thanks, Councillor Cool.
First question. May I ask how this fits into the budget?
Through you, Mr. Mayor, should Council adopt this recommendation, then we would put it through as a variation for the first quarter budget review process.
Okay.
so we can treat it appropriately.
Thank you. And the second question with regards to if this goes ahead for the 10 students, does that involve council resources for that decision making at all?
Through you, Mr. Mayor, I don't believe so.
Will council's resources be used if this motion goes through? And the answer was no. Okay, do I have those in favour? Do I have an objector? Objectors, no. Those in favour? Against? It's carried. Okay. Endorsement of 14.3, endorsement of application to better endorse.
Yes.
Councillor Mill, Councillor Modica, those in favour? Against? It's carried. Yes. 14.4, South Australian Murray-Darling Basin Royal Commission, Mildura City Council. Response. Do I move it? Councillor Modica. Second it. Councillor Clements. Do everybody speak against the motion? Councillor Milne. The debate's open for you, Councillor Modica.
Thank you, Mayor. It's actually a really important document that has been generated out of our council over the last 4 or 5 months. Very well researched and considered. The issues that have permeated out of the Murray-Darling Basin since its inception in 2012 are broad and varied, and there have been quite a few inquests or royal commissions already generated out of the decisions that have been made. There seems to be a hell of a lot of inconsistency within the information that is coming through. There's quite a lot of power generated out of the north of New South Wales through irrigation lobbyists. Which is quite concerning for our region, considering the Darling has ceased to flow 15 times in the last 17 years, and previously it hadn't ever really done that. There's quite a few interrelated issues within the basin plan. There's over-extraction for a start, and then something that really will be a concern in our region as the water market continually accelerates in its development of a privatised point of trade. I believe there was 4,500 hectares generated to plant almonds in last winter, and there's going to be another 15,000 hectares put in the next 5 years. There's just a hell of a lot of development going on and a hell of a lot of water that's being misused, and we're in quite a unique position at the confluence of the two biggest rivers in the Murray-Darling Basin to not address or dictate what's happening, but to look and explore the way we can get through any downturn like the last drought, which was quite difficult. The other issues that are quite important are to do with the environmental sustainable level of extraction. There's quite a lot of legal talk about that in the Royal Commission in South Australia. And the other really important one for our region and for the health of the Murray, because it's a locked and weird river, the Darling has presented somewhat of a sanctuary for the bigger river in the basin. When there are floods and when there are rivers going up the perch, swim up the river and spawn, and then the little finglings flow back through the Darling into the Murray, and they represent right down to the mouth and all the way up to the source. It's scientific evidence suggests that the Darling is where the super perch are bred. The other interesting thing is the 26% of the 46 native species in the basin are either rare or threatened, and the key breeding ground is the Darling and the Menindee Lakes. There's been a massive drop-off in our native fish, flora and fauna, particularly in the last 15 years since over-extraction has begun. I urge all of you to read the paper that's been put together by the Mildura Rural City Council as a thought-provoking piece that can assist us to look at how we work in the future with how we develop our land and we utilise our water. And also, the other one that would be really worthwhile reading, and I probably shouldn't tout it, but I'm going to, is the terms and conditions of the Royal Commission. Some of the questions that are brought to the attention of the public through that Royal Commission are absolutely phenomenal, and they suggest that there has been quite a disconnect between the big questions that have been asked about river management in the last 5 years and how come they've fallen on deaf ears. So for me, this is a document that is thoughtful, is considered, and is there to be a piece that generates more debate in regard to how our community will look in 5, 15 or 50 years.
1 more minute.
Thank you, Miracle. Also, just, you know, Indigenous cultures lived on this land for 2,400 generations. We've been farming in this country for 5 or 6. And also, so for me, it looks like we've been very bad tenants in regard to what we've done. And once it's gone, it's gone. So it's really important that we ask the provoking questions, consider where we're at in regard to development for profit versus development for sustainability and ongoing environmental sustainability. Thank you.
Thank you. Councillor Clemens, second.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Mayor. The South Australian Royal Commission is a finite resource that we have to articulate our thoughts. It's not going to be around for long, and clearly we as a council need an actual policy on water, and we don't have that at this point of time, and this is not that policy, and we're not proclaiming it to be that. What we are doing is voicing the opinion of the council and hopefully of the community for the Royal Commission, South Australian Royal Commission. Unfortunately, it's not a federal Royal Commission that has power over other states, but as it stands, it is a Royal Commission, and we are voicing our opinion to the Royal Commission on our issues. We're obliged as councillors and as a council to voice our concerns about things that impact on this region. And one of the things that does impact on this region and will impact significantly in the future is water and the availability of water. We have no water policy at this time, but there has been a call by councillors, some councillors in particular, that if we do present the Royal Commission, that we present it as a whole of council, and the councillors themselves come to some consensus as to what we should say. This is that document. This is our attempt to say to the Royal Commission, these are our concerns. I think it's only reasonable in the circumstances to read the document in its entirety, and as a lot of you know, we have already read the document to some extent and provided feedback and comments to the authors, that the document is very succinct. It points out some very damaging and concerning matters in relation to water, water culture and our community as a whole moving forward. And it's articulated in the terms that there are issues of concern. Now, those issues of concern aren't contentious. They're obvious. They're not fabricated. They're not exaggerated. And they're not worded in such a way that it puts us in a position where we can't revert or change our thinking if we develop a water policy going forward. I seriously and strenuously recommend to councillors that they look at this as a document for the Royal Commission. It is not our entire water policy. We don't have one yet. We will have one eventually. But it's something to put before the Royal Commission to echo our concerns for our community. Thank you.
Thank you. Councillor Clements, against the motion, Councillor Newman.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Look, I fully realise how important water is to us, and that there's problems with the Darling, with the Murray, with maybe the Murray-Darling Basin plan and all the rest of it. But my real concern is about governance and about how we've got to this point where we're actually making a statement on behalf of council when I don't believe council has really had much input into this at all as a council, and we're making a statement on behalf of the community to a royal commission, not just to Sunraysia Daily or the Mildura Weekly, but to a royal commission on behalf of the community. Councillor Clements just said it then, voicing the opinion of council and hopefully the community. Well, hopefully the community should be a little bit better than that when we're going to a royal commission. If you look at the background, it says a meeting was held on the 24th of May 2018 with Senior Council Commissioner Brett Walker to discuss Mildura Rural City Council's concerns. Now, I don't remember any meeting where we actually discussed Mildura Rural City Council's concerns before that meeting, and I certainly didn't get an invite to it. As we go through the paper, there's still problems in there. Key themes this response will cover include governance, transparency, community engagement, planning local and strategic. Well, there's been no community engagement to get to this point with this paper. The governance I question, the transparency I question. Some of the information, or a lot of it, might be correct, but it's the way we've got to this point, and I don't think it's fair. When you look at, you know, it's supposed to be it's not a formal position, so is it an informal position? That's at the top of page 38 in the agenda. When you're presenting to a Royal Commission, it's going to be Council's position and the community's position. Has the community had a chance to actually have some input, to look at it, to submit to it before it goes to a Royal Commission? It's a Royal Commission. You know, this will go on record and it'll become Council's response. And yes, I agree, maybe we need a response on behalf of the community, but we need to ask the community. I haven't seen mention of a farmer. There's not much in the way of statistics relating back to farmers. There's been even general users in the community of water. There's very little, if any, referencing on it. I'm still not even sure who wrote it, because the authors aren't noted. It's just got to be better than that to go to a Royal Commission, and I can't vote for it because I think our community deserves better.
Thank you, Councillor Milne. Do I have anybody want to speak for the motion? Yes, Councillor Cup.
Yeah, look, I just want to make a couple of comments. First of all, this document was circulated exhaustively to councillors, and we all gave lots of feedback. I recall various councillors doing that. Some of that feedback was taken on board. There was lots of conversations to and fro. So that's my first point. The other thing I think that's important is that in terms of community consultation, you know, this has been put to councillors because we represent the community. There are timelines with these sorts of things, you know, in terms of exhaustive community consultation, which can be expensive as well, whether or not in order to meet the Royal Commission timelines, we should have gone out doing council plan style surveys and consultations. I think it would have been unnecessary. I think it would have been overreach. And I think that probably what it would have confirmed is what we widely are aware of anyway, from all sorts of different public sources and just being in the community, that there's concern about the sustainability of our river. So that's the second thing that I want to say. And I'm not suggesting you're saying this, that anyone is saying this, but I guess, you know, the hint that I've picked up generally is this idea that there's some conspiracy at play, or that people being shut out deliberately and not being given the chance to participate.
I'd like to strongly disagree and call a point of order on that, because that wasn't what I said at all. Or was there was never a suggestion of any conspiracy. Well, I think it's aimed at me, so it's a veiled attempt to say that I'm claiming that, Mr. Mayor.
Councillor Milne, I've ruled against that point of order, because Councillor Cupper gave quite a clear understanding before making that statement that it was pointed at nobody whether they were for or against. Continue with the vote.
In terms of any resistance to that basic idea of the Royal Commission, Councillor Milne talked about the sincerity of the Royal Commission and the importance of the Royal Commission. I think it goes without saying, given the importance of water, that our involvement as a council is important. We represent the community on this. And in terms of resistance
to the Royal Commission. The only example that I have seen has come from fairly partisan interest in the National Party calling it a stunt. So it's, I think, unnecessary for us to be concerned about broader community discontent or worry about the Royal Commission. The worry is in terms of the sustainability of the river. Now, we are a tier of government, close to the grassroots. This is a fundamental existential issue for us that we are facing. I don't have a lot of faith that other tiers of government that represent us locally are doing a lot about this. The pumped episode of Four Corners prompted a whole, level of concern about our political leaders and whether they were helping us at other levels of government. We have an opportunity now, as 9 councillors elected also to represent this same community, to make the stand that isn't being made elsewhere. And I'm very proud, personally, of this document that's been put together. And I think that future generations will thank us for asking some hard questions and making a move. Thanks.
Thanks, Councillor Cupo. Anybody like to speak against the motion? For the motion? Councillor Shirai.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. There's been great points raised by Councillor Cupo, Councillor Modigan, Councillor Clements, and I won't try to repeat the same things, but just to give background to the community on how this eventuated, Mildura Rural City Council, along with many other stakeholders in the community, I'm led to believe, were invited and given an opportunity to present to, discuss with Brett Walker and a few other members of his team here at the Madden Avenue office. Now, there was myself, the environment portfolio holder. There was a seconded Councillor Modica. There was the CEO was present. The mayor was present. Mr. Martin Horson was present as well. So there was a fair cross section of the relevant people that I would have said that needed to be there. The Royal Commission was extremely interested in our discussion, in the fact that they actually stayed back until basically the doors closed and the cleaners started coming in. So regarding the comments made about the process and public consultation, why what I want to know is, well, the question I pose is basically, what makes our submission different to any of the other stakeholders that were invited to talk to the Commission? So in saying that, the people that they went to next after us, there was no public consultation. So where is the prerequisite needed for public consultation? While I understand it's very important to have the community on side, etc., but as it's been highlighted, we are elected on their behalf to govern on their behalf, I suppose, or represent them. We are already lagging behind time, as they've requested for the submission to be in a couple of weeks ago, and because of the issues raised, we've pushed it forward to we'll push it back to this meeting so we can have a resolution of council on the position. To say that farmers weren't included in there, well, that's a little bit, I'm a farmer, so that ticks that box. I mean, to say general water users, I think everyone in the room is a general water user as well. I think comments like that clutching at straws, playing politics is just not cricket. So while I do hear and acknowledge the comments regarding transparency and governance, and I do agree with that, this I think has had a very, very extensive work's been put in by the staff. Can't mention them all, but Peter Douglas, Mark Jenkins, Martin Horson, and the whole team behind them. I think it's a very, very good document, better than what I actually expected in terms of the coverage and the scope that it goes across. And we as council, I mean, you know, not very often you get invited to have an opinion where it's going to make a difference. And this is, I'm fairly honoured to be a part of this, and I'm honoured to be able to put a stake in the ground and say that we actually are standing up
for the municipality and the stakeholders within, which has been left wanting, in my opinion, in the history of this council, when there has been no position on water still. How long has this problem been around? 1999, I think. There's still no position on water. So I'll leave us with that, and I'll commend the motion.
Thank you, Councillor Shiro. Those against the motion, I'd like to speak for the motion. I believe from a governance perspective, I've got to take a little bit of responsibility here, because my option at the start of the year was to listen to the ratepayers, listen to the constituents that voted for each of the councillors, that respected that those councillors, in those standing up for their constituents, were not experts, but were people that had been dealing with issues, whether it was sport, whether it's the environment, it doesn't matter what it is. They were voted for the people of this community. So when I came to looking at the issue, and one of the largest issues I believe that this council will ever be confronted with, and that's sustainability of our community into the future in regards to water, it was an important decision to make. Councillor Milne voted against it, and I can tell you Councillor Milne's got great value to this council in regards to his knowledge on water and being with the water industry in the past. I grant that. I made the direction to go towards Councillors Modica and Councillor Shirillo. Councillor Modica has very keen interest in the environment and has done an enormous work, not just before, leading up to this council and representing the community.
Is this about councillors, or actually about the matter that we're voting for?
It's about the matter that we're voting for.
Are you able to vote on your own point of order, or should have you vacated the chair?
I'm staying where I am, Councillor Milne, and you're out of order.
I'm asking a question. Maybe Mr. Sexton can answer, if you've got a right to answer a point of order against yourself.
Councillor Milne,
I would ask for some direction, please, Mr.
Yeah,
Mann.
Give me a direction. I'm in charge of this meeting.
I'll move a motion of dissent.
I will rule.
I'll move a motion of dissent.
Councillor Milne, can you just hold it for 1 second until I've finished answering the question and the directive that you have given? I am running this meeting. I will ask Mr. Sexton to verify your point of order, not be directed by you. Thank you. Councillor Sexton.
Through you, Ms. DeMeo. I must confess this hasn't presented itself before. Understanding of the situation is, at the end of the day, as chair, you do, notwithstanding you are speaking to it, you do determine the outcome.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you. Okay, and I'll continue. So the councillors that have been placed in the position to go out and find and research this particular issue on water is Councillor Modica, because of his environmental issues, and Councillor Shirillo, because of his intensive work in the horticultural industry. So that's just confirming behind it in regards to the diligent work that has been done in process of this particular work here. One issue that I'll pick up on Councillor Milne is that if he looks at item 3, council has now been invited to provide a written response to reinforce the points discussed at this meeting and request for further information. Further information is there and available to councillors if they want to put that input in. Further to that, the document has been drafted to reflect the discussion and views of councillors and officers present at the meeting. At that meeting that we met with the Royal Commission, which is what has been requested by the Commission. St. Razia is an amazing community, and we have a wealth of information out there, and I have had invited into my office numerous experts in the water industry in this area, and have they have provided me with excellent information and provided Councillor Modica and Councillor Schirillo. And as you can see in this report, it's been reflected in this report that the officers have covered off on. It's been a transparent process, and that allowed the community's views, as Councillor Schirillo has said, through that the process of the Royal Commission. And so I would commend this, and I will also pass over to Councillor Modica in closing, and congratulate the staff and the fabulous work that they've done in presenting this report tonight, and the councillors as a whole for the information that they've provided through the process. Councillor Modica, in closing.
Thank you, Miracle. I think just by the tone in the room suggests that this is a particularly important topic. From my point of view, there's been a vacuum in water politics and discussion about water for a very long time, and maybe what that drove us to the position we've taken. One of the unique positions that was taken from our perspective as a council and councillors was to unite the two differing wants and needs of the farming community and environmental sustainability. This was one of the unique points that the two gentlemen from the Royal Commission, Mr. Walker and Mr. Beasley, agreed with wholeheartedly, and said that we sat in a very unique position, as I said before, at the confluence of the two rivers looking upstream and downstream. I feel honoured to have worked with my colleagues, every one of them, even colleagues who don't think they've put in, have had great impetus in this. The other difficult thing to come to terms with is that vacuum that I spoke of. The Murray-Darling Basin Plan was implemented in 2012, and there has genuinely been a disconnect with on-the-ground discussions about how it works and who actually has the power within the system. That's why the Royal Commission in South Australia is there. One of the other deeply concerning issues of the vacuum that has operated around water, probably since 2012, is the original numbers in gigalitre terms were between 3,800 and 6,900, and irrigation lobbyists over a period of time brokered that deal down to 2,750, and there's only 2,000 gigalitres collected. Now, in a drought where our community will be affected, that 2,000 litres will be very, very precious, and we don't know how that plays out. But I will restate that. For a very healthy river, 6,900 gigalitres. For a marginally healthy river, 3,800 gigalitres. We currently have 2,000. So that's going to be a very interesting period to go through, and federal and state governments will be bearing the brunt of that, because, as we all know, we do the best we can with the 3% of taxes collected out of the whole pool of tax collection in our federation. I'll reply back to Councillor Milne. It is a democratic process we're going through. We have been elected. We are concerned for our citizens. We are concerned with what our community will look like. I'm quite concerned that Councillor Milne suggested that there was no process for this. When Councillor Milne was mayor, we drove to Broken Hill and met with Wentworth, and Wentworth through our council on Broken Hill to oppose the pipeline. A $500 million pipeline that was rushed through so quickly it wasn't funny, and it's going to stop water coming down the Darling, which will stop 20% of the water going to South Australia, and will put extra pressure on our community when that resource dries up. There was a notice of motion 2 meetings ago that I put forward that was voted into play, talking about these exact issues, these issues that will represent through our community in the boom and the bust periods. I even recall Councillor Milne going out to the Darling Unchained protest and commenting greatly on about the importance of keeping water in the river and making sure that we had our water. So there is a consistent form of complaint and protest within our community. Never 100%, but it's always there. Excuse me. We also participated very heavily to get environmental flows released out of the dams that hold water back north of Bourke on the Darling system, with letters in combination with Wentworth and Broken Hill. We've lobbied hugely, Councillor Cirillo and myself and Mayor Eccle, through the Murray-Darling Association, which when we first discussed this had very little idea or impetus to want to know what was happening on the Darling, which once again will affect us in the long run.
Councillor Mike, you have 1 minute, but I'll allow an extension.
Thank you. I agree with everybody that has supported this document, that has read this document, can clearly see that there are massive issues that are going to play out in our community. We've had the opportunity at a Royal Commission to have the ear of the people who will put down a decision or a response to what's going on, so we have an idea of how we can go forward to continue to try and make our region sustainable into the future. And just finally I'll say it's the 12-month anniversary of Pumped, the program that set us into play to try and work out how water was going to unfold in the next 10 years. I recommend everybody go and have a look at that as well. And I think this is a one-off opportunity. It's a one-off Royal Commission. It is our chance to have our community's voices heard, even though it's expressed through elected councillors, for us to sit in the circle and see what's actually going to go on after this is all tied up. I just want to read a couple of things that are stated in the terms of reference, just to finish off, because I think they're pretty important. The Commission is independent of government. It does not take direction from government as to the methods of its information gathering, the finding of the facts it may take, the opinions it may express, or the recommendations it ultimately makes. The Commission does not represent South Australia and in simplistic terms does not take a position for South Australia or against any other basin state. The Commission's terms of reference require it to investigate matters and to inform itself of issues across the entire basin. Again, in simplistic terms, its terms of reference is to not require it to promote the basin plan, but to independently consider issues in relation to it. They came through the basin, they came to us, they spoke to us, they were very happy with what they heard, and we were expressing something very unique after many, many years of existing in a vacuum where there was no serious debate on water in our community. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Monica. I'll put the motion. All those in favour? Against?
Can I have my vote recorded, please, Mr. Mayor?
Thank you, Councillor Milne.
Yes.
Thank you. It's carried. 14.5, adoption of the Chief Executive Officer.
That's that move,
Councillor Milne. Second, Councillor Clements. Any objectors?
Just a question.
Apart from the changes of a few words, is there any other major changes from the previous appointment of CEO?
Through you, Mr. Mayor, no other changes. This is simply a renewal at expiration date.
Sorry, guys. So where was I? Call for objections. Any objectors? Okay, I'll put the motion. All those in favour? Against? And for? All right, carried. Okay, 14.6, adoption of customer complaints policy, with the recommendation at 2. Councillor Monica, Councillor Milne. Any objectors? Those in favour? Your objector?
No,
no. Yes.
I just want to congratulate the council staff, actually, because with regards to customer complaints that they received so many of from dissatisfied people. Dissatisfied people, process and procedure. Well, maybe not complaints, requests. Sorry, can I call them requests instead of complaints? They actually receive 800 per week. So that's a lot of requests. And that actually only become complaints, so I'll reword that from before, sorry, is 35 per annum. I think I've got my stats right now. So I think that's fantastic that they do resolve 800 requests per week. And in fact, the customer service survey, the highest scores were received
with regards to responsiveness to the request. So well done.
Worthy of comment there. Thank you, Councillor
Poole. Thank you.
Any objectors after that? No? All in favour? Is it those in favour? You carry. 14.7, adoption of instrument of delegation, children's services legislation, recommendation at 2. Do I have a mover?
Thanks.
Councillor Modica, seconded. Councillor Milne, any objectors? I'll put the motion. All those in favour? Against? The motion is carried. 14.8, community satisfaction survey results. Moved Councillor Milne, seconded Councillor Modica. Any objectors? I'll put no objectors. I'll put the vote. Those in favour? Carried. 14.9, use and development of the land for a plant nursery and a group accommodation.
Mr. Mayor, I'd like to declare a conflict of interest. The applicant is in dispute with my brother-in-law, VCAT.
Thanks, Councillor Milne. Toward Councillor Milne, is that conflict? Thank you, Mr. Sexton. There's a recommendation at 2, item at 2. Do I have a mover? Moved Councillor Clemens, seconded. Seconder. Councillor Kappa. Any objectors? Those in favour? Carry.
We've received a question from Tim Skiller. And his question reads, on the 5th of August, residents of Birdledon are holding a public objectors meeting regarding the planned solar installations. Would council, councillors attend the meeting to hear the objections and engage with the community which will be affected? So just in response to that, councillors can and will consider individually whether they do wish to attend that meeting or not. In regards to the objection process, there are formal processes in regards to the lodging and also the hearing of objections through the planning process. So I'm not too sure if Mr. Skill is here tonight, but we'll also respond in writing to that. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Parham. We will go into confidential now and the confidential business pursuant to Section 89.2 of the Local Government Act 1989. Council resolved to move into confidential business to deal with 17.1, section 89.2D, contractual matters, tender award, printing, media production, graphic design and photography panel. So thanks very much everyone for coming along this evening.
The students will be staying.
And the students will be staying, so if you can just stay outside until we go through the confidential, thank you, and we'll come and get you. So thanks everyone.
We need to put that motion.
We need to put the motion to go out of move that Councillor Brown, second Councillor Shirley. Those in favour? Thank you.
Carry.
Sorry, carry.
Yep.